If you're here today and you're lost, our hearts are toward you today. Our thought is a precious death. And please pray for us. Need the Lord. I hope you'll understand where our thought is coming from. But last week we went in to the funeral home, and Brother Charles Hale had passed away, and you couldn't wipe the smile off Josephine's face and Sam and Lisa there, and I thought, what a blessing it is. To have so much faith and confidence to know that your loved one that you've watched suffer, that's gone on and endured in a better place. But that ain't exactly where her thought come from, but it was a blessing to see that. There is such thing as a precious death. So y'all pray for us that we'd be able to bring us out in a way. If you're here and lost today, I want you to have a precious death. Very familiar scriptures, the 116th division of the Psalms, I believe to be David's testimony. My testimony, the first time I was able to read this and kind of understand what I was reading, I thought, man alive, I got saved the same way. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful things ain't changed. It's no different for a king than it is for a little boy and over at Rocky Mount that hardly nobody even knowed about. So I'm thankful that God looks down upon us. But it says that the psalmist said in the 116th division of the psalm, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Sorrows and death compassed me, and the pains of hell got a hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low. He helped me. He returned to rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And I want to talk to you today about a precious death and how the Lord looks at someone that is his child. And I want you to know it ain't nothing like knowing when it comes time that you lay down this life, that you know that the Lord is pleased and he's thankful that you're his child. And it's a precious sight to him and the death of his saints. I want to go over here and take for a text, and it's the totally opposite of that. It's over in Ezekiel 33, to do with the watchman. But in the 11th verse, it says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And he said he don't take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So I want you to see the opposite here. If you're lost, God takes no pleasure in your death, but his desire that you would turn from your evil ways, that you would repent. That's what he was saying unto Israel there, that you would repent. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. So God made a way joy. And I begin to look at that. Why is it so precious to the Lord that the death of His saints? And I begin to think about that a little bit. And so I looked up, as we always do, we word study, and I got the definition of the Webster's 1828. It says of a great price, something that's costly, a piece of a precious stone. And I begin to think about that, how the Lord looks at us and how what we are to Him and how precious we are to Him. I really ain't much. If it wasn't for me, I'd be a preacher. There probably wouldn't be 20 in Macon County know me. And that don't bother me none. But I really ain't much to me. But I'm thankful in the sight of the Lord that I'm precious unto Him. And I'm His child. And I begin to think about Sheila's mama, how used to we would go down there to visit that old log cabin sitting up there on a hill. No running water. Or anything like that. None of the luxuries we have today. Not a bathroom, anything like that. Old storm door that was made of wood and on a spring. And we would drive up down yonder and you'd hear that old storm door. She'd fling her open. That spring would pop her back. She'd bounce a time or two. I can still hear it today. And she'd come out there and she said, "Oh, my babies, my babies. My babies are here. They come home." Just like how the father did the prodigal son. With heart wide open, tickled at her children that come home. I want you to know, honey, someday after a while, when I lay down this old life, my father's arms are going to be wide open. He's going to say, "Oh, my baby, my child, welcome home. Listen to me. There's something special about being a child of God." I begin to think about how precious we are to Him. And I thought about Matthew 13, 45, and I believe it is 46. We get turned over there. Y'all pray for us. It says over there, it says again, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls. And when he had found one pearl, a great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." I believe I've heard people say, and I've probably preached it that way before, that price, that pearl is Him. But I believe that pearl is us. Jesus was the merchant man. He gave everything he had. He gave up heaven and all glory. And came down here and purchased me and you with His blood, with His body. He came. We was precious unto Him. We was something He wanted, He desired. And I thought about this more. And I began to think, why are we still so precious to Him? And I thought about when we're saved by God's grace. I thought about when God made a man. He just took the dust up out of the ground and He formed it and made it into a body. He made a man just right out of the dirt and He formed it. And I believe He got down right there. That man was just laying there. And He got down over and He breathed in his nostril. And he became a living soul. A spirit was placed in man. And that really is the part of man. What He said over there to Israel, "That you may live, that you won't die." He was talking about the spiritual part of them. This old flesh is going to die. But honey, there's something inside of us. It's not of us, it's of God. And he made a man a living soul. His spirit come in there. And then there come a separation from that. But I believe once again, we're born again. And just like Elijah and Elisha, God brought those young men back to life. They laid across them. And Elisha placed his mouth upon the young man's mouth. He breathed in him. And it's a picture of them born again. And honey, when the Spirit of Christ comes in you,
He comes into you and you're made alive. That's His seed. It said His seed is planted unto us. That's why we cannot see it.
Christ, His Son, lives in me. He is in you. Hereby we know He dwells in us and us in Him because He's given to us His Spirit. When we're born again of the Spirit, He comes inside you. So I want you to think about this a minute. Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints.
There's something inside of you that's special to Him. I want you to know it come from Him. And it's coming back home to Him. And when we get a grasp on that, how precious we are to Him, it's a part of Him that's in us, that dwells in us. And honey, when we lay down this life, it is a beautiful sight to Him. Because you'll hear the old storm door close. Hey, you coming home.
This ain't home right here. This ain't home to me. Lost person, I want you to get hold of something today. I want you to understand something today. He don't take no pleasure in your death. Because the reason He takes no pleasure in your death, He gave His Son for you. And I want you to realize He's going to have to say, depart from me, I never knew you. There's no fellowship between you and God if you're lost, and He's going to say, depart. He's going to cast you into a lake of fire, and that is not His will. He takes no pleasure in your death. He wants you to live. He wants you to repent. He wants you to trust in Him. But until you do that, until you trust Him, He will say, depart from me. Ye that work in iniquity, you're wicked in His sight. He made a man. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You don't think it ain't a precious sight to Him? When we do like Jacob, Israel done, when we gather our feet up in our bed, we give up the ghost and we're gathered unto our people. Lost friend, He wants you. He wants you so bad that His Son came and gave up everything that you could be saved. That when it comes that time that you give up the ghost, that will be a precious sight in His eyes. It's hard for me to imagine being some kind of pearl or some great stone or anything like that. My grandbaby's come. We were here 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know, there's something special about Harvey. I love them all, don't get me wrong. Oh, I'd die for all of them. But that little Harvey, I don't know because it's got my daddy's name or because he's going to be the last. But boy, he's got me, I mean literally wrapped around his finger. He comes in the house, I get him, he'll come right to me. He'll come, he would crawl and he'd come over and he'd lay his head down on my feet. I pick him up, and first thing he does, he'll take that finger and he'll go, and then here I go, where we going, bud? Yeah, and now, where we going? And just wherever that baby wants to go. And we went down there a couple of weeks ago, and we hadn't seen him in about a week. And boy, I was Harvey deprived. And couldn't find out Harvey was deprived of us. We go in, and that little fella, he's over on the couch, and he sees us. He hopped off that couch here and comes, wow, wow, he's crawling. He comes right up there to us. I couldn't like get my hands on him. I watched Sheila's eyes glow when them grandbabies come, when her children walk through the door. Precious. We come home. You're so precious. I don't think he knows exactly when it's going to happen. He ain't sitting up there waiting for me to come home. I don't believe he is. When I come home to him, when I was lost, what mattered? But he's there. And he sees when his children take their last breath. And he knows their spirit is coming back to him who gave it. A piece of him. A piece of the Son. A piece of the Father. A piece of the Holy Ghost. It's coming home. Oh, that ought to get beside us. Lost friend, you should desire that. You should want that more than anything. I'm going to read to you now about two men. One of them I believe was precious in the sight of the Lord. The other's name was never mentioned. One was on the right hand, and one was on the left. One was a saint, the death of a saint. The other was the death of the wicked. Lost friend, you got a whole lot to say in that today. I know we can't go to him unless he draws us, but I know we can push him away. And my prayer is today you not push him away. These is scriptures that have been read over and over down through the years. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. I don't know who it was that come in earlier. It was Sam. So Sister Sam back there, she gave me a hug and she said, "You smell pretty today." Kids bought me some kind of what kind of soap. I looked that stuff up. I don't need to get it. Y'all get addicted to the smell of that. I can't afford it. This man had everything. Sumptuously every day, whatever he wanted, he had it. You looked at him, you were the thoughts of somebody. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. He was just a beggar, a nobody. Just looking to be fed by a few crumbs that might fall from this rich man's table. And it said he was laid there, so no doubt he was a crippled man. They come and laid him there over and over, and I could see him being paralyzed and probably having bad sores. And the dogs coming licking on him, and with nothing about this man that you would look at and you would desire.
You got this one guy that's dressed and probably had everything he wanted to eat. He looked good. He probably smelled good. He had everything in this life going for him. And you got this guy laying over here hoping to get just a little bit of the dripple. They say that's how the economy's set up. It's a trickle-down economy. I want you to know we stand out there with our mouths hoping quite a bit. I wait for some of it to trickle on down. But that's what he was doing. And he was just covered in sores. Nothing that you would look at and think was pleasant to look at. Nothing. And the Bible goes on and said these men died. And they was buried. Well, let's go ahead and read. I want you to get it. The difference in being precious in the sight of the Lord and Him not taking no pleasure in your death. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And hell lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. I'm not saying Abraham's God, but I believe Abraham's a picture of God here. So you got somebody that's laying down here that's covered full of sores. I have no doubt didn't smell good. But he dies, and he's so precious, the Bible makes sure we know that he's took into the arms of Abraham. He's just huddled up and loved on. And the rich man that never even mentions his name, I want you to know you've got a soul and a spirit today also. Amen. And one day your body is going to die and your spirit's going to return. But I want to tell you, he's going to say, depart, I never knew you. And that spirit and soul is going to live for eternity in a devil's hell. There's only two ways for this to go. Today you can be saved, and when you die, your death be precious in the sight of God. Or you're going to die, and He's going to say, depart. There will be no pleasure in it to Him. I pray that the Lord's got a little pleasure out of my life. I see me being like little Harvey. He crawled. He just come a giggling. When I get there, I believe he's going to be just like I was. His arms are going to be open and white. And I'm going to be like little Harvey. I'm going to come crawling because I'm just not worthy of facing. But I'm going to come crawling. And I'm going to go, wow! Like Brother Teddy was earlier. Wow! Wow! And he's going to be standing there with the big old arms open. Just like he did for Abraham. The angels is going to come and get Jeff Watkins, a nobody. I don't know where I'll be. I may be on the other side of the world. Don't care, but they're coming after me. And they're going to gather me up and they're going to take me to my Father. I'm going to go crawling up to Him saying, unworthy, unworthy. Lost friend, listen to me today. How's it going to be for you? Are you going to be just buried Are you going to lift your eyes up in hell and no pleasure separated from the love of God for eternity?
What a blessing it is. We surely, surely should be able to rejoice. When I go up there and stand in front of, and Brother Charles looked good the other day. I mean, he did. They had him all fixed up looking good. But he didn't look as good as what he did to the Father. Young again. Oh, I believe Larry sung that song. You some precious memories, didn't you? Earlier, I think about, I lost my little sister. She was 38 years old to cancer. Every time I think about her, you know what I see? I see one like her. She was my little buddy. We played together. We grew up together. She had blonde, curly hair. When I hear that song, "The Land Where We Never Grow Old," that's the way I see my little sister. A little blonde, curly hair. A little white gown. That's fine with me. That's fine. I know it'll be better than even that. Yeah. A precious death. One that you could lay down. Listen to me. I dread the sting of death as much as anybody. But Jacob talked to his children. I see him sitting on the side of the bed. He charged them. Israel, his children, he charged them what they would do. I have no doubt he told them he loved them. And then this man just gathered, laid down. He gathered himself up and it said, he gave up the ghost and he was gathered unto his people. Precious, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Die with peace with God. You can have that today. Y'all going to leave? Y'all visitors going to leave? I said, I've never been to a church where the preacher laid down and crawled. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Yeah, I may be a little bit crazy, but I'm crazy about Jesus. And I pray you are too. Lost friend today, I want you to be able to die with peace with God. If you're a grown man, don't be ashamed to call on the Lord. If you're a grown woman, don't be ashamed to call on the Lord. If you're a little child, don't be ashamed to call on the Lord. If you're outside, don't be ashamed to call on the Lord. If you're down there in the holler, they said back there in the revival, I think they called the police on us. They heard them. We got these speakers out here, and they heard them shouting on these speakers, and they thought there was something going on up here. It was something going on up here. Bring it on. Bring on. Send reinforcements. There was people dying and being born again. That's what we're dealing with today is death and life. And I want you to have life. Jesus, that's what he told him. He said, he told Ezekiel, he said, tell him I don't take no pleasure in the wicked's death. But if they would repent, if they would return, they turn from their wicked ways, that's where he takes pleasure. That's why there's rejoicing in heaven when one lost sinner repents. That's my message. If you're here today and you're lost, my prayer is you'd seek the Lord. I'm thankful today that I've been saved. I'm thankful I've got a home to go to. I'm thankful I've got a father to go to. I pray. I don't know if I'll get to hear these words, but I would just love to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I would love to hear that. You're all hush. You remember when y'all grown men, you boys, do you ever try to please your daddy? My daddy, he was a hard man to please. He really was. It wasn't because he was hard, but he wanted me to do the very best I could do. He wanted the best for me and the best out of me. But every now and then I'd do it right. I'd get it right. And he'd look at me and he'd smile and he'd say, "Good job, son. Good job, buddy." That's what he called me when I do good, buddy. Good job, buddy. Good job, buddy. I want to hear it. Good job, buddy. You done good. You was faithful over a few things. Oh, crawling up there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he'll say that. Boy, that'd be over. I will never hush. I'll be shouting throughout eternity. I want to hear it. Precious in the sight of the Lord at the death of his saints. Go ahead.